The only thing more critic-proof than the musical Peter Pan is a production of Peter Pan starring Kathy Rigby. And you have them both at Practice Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. This production is great for kids. It's eye-appealing, the flying is exciting, and the story about the virtues of never growing up is a message everyone wants to hear. Two, the youngsters will not notice the production looks tired with several mechanical portrayals that are just good enough. However, none of the above applies to Kathy Rigby. Though the diminutive actress has lost a step since her last appearance at Proctor's, which is about a half dozen years ago, her performance is still high octane. She's not only a joy for the kids to watch, but the 60-year-old Rigby is an inspiration to anyone who has become a grand anything. There are three critical moments in any production of Peter Pan. In chronological order, they are the flying off to Neverland scene at the end of the first scene. At Proctor's, Rigby's enthusiasm and high-speed twirling expresses the joy of a person in their natural environment. She becomes a boy who is having the time of his life. The second is when Peter gets the kids in the audience to save Tinkerbell's life by clapping and loudly expressing their belief in fairies. On opening night Tuesday, the response from the audience, adults included, was immediate and enthusiastic. The final important moment is during the final scene, when Peter sadly realizes Wendy has grown up. It's immediately followed by the joy of finding out her daughter will take her place. In this production, the scene is tender and even mature as it expresses the truth that life and love perpetuate themselves. There are other pleasures in the production, like the phenomenal Oogie Woogie number that opens the second act. It's a high-energy scene that permits the entire cast to show off their dancing and acrobatic skills. Everyone is sensational, but no one is more impressive than Rigby. For adults, the production is a play of moments, and the good scenes rescue a show that has lost its spontaneity. You can almost see the performers more interested in finding their mark than they are finding new laughs. However, while an adult might see a fight scene choreographed to the point of sterility, the less spoiled eyes of the kids will see wondrous battles in which the Lost Boy and Tiger Lily's band of Indians beat the pompous Captain Hook and his inept band of comical pirates. Indeed, Peter Pan is all about magic, and for kids, this is a magical show. Peter Pan continues at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. For tickets and information, call 346-6204. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.